Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And we're rolling.
Talking Movies Pictures
Welcome
Movie
to
Show.
The Talking Welcome to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show. With me, Andy Price, and you. Good news. Yeah. This is where you get all
Tim
your
Goodings.
Movie news and your Marvel news, most importantly. And we have a big old guest talking about latest movies. So if you like Hollywood, listen to this. If you like movies, listen to this. And if you like films, probably
watch them.
Komodo
there's
Mayo.
Loads of them. Watch them because there's loads of them out there. Okay, what's first?
Should we catch up with some Marvel news?
Should we catch up with some Marvel news? Yes, time for Marvel news. That's the Marvel news jingle.
Yep.
Yeah, you excited for Marvel news, Andy?
I'm excited every week, Tim.
Okay, great. So just to explain what this is a segment where we do movie news specifically about the Marvel franchises and
that's where the money
yeah
is.
Movies based on, you know, things from Marvel Comics, stuff like that. It's one of our most popular features. This week Marvel News is sponsored by Juicy Fruit, and they've requested that throughout Marvel News I basically just talk, I have to eat Juicy Fruit while I'm doing Marvel News,
sure.
And just while it's happening, just to kind of prove that it's not bad for you and to prove that you can still talk while you're doing it. So here's they sent me loads of Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing the Marvel News. Just get these ready. And
what kind of fruit is the juice?
It's soybean a fruit.
Yeah.
Good.
Apparently.
All right. So Andy, if you want to just ask me questions.
Is humectant glycerol a fruit?
So what I'm going to do is,
yeah, shove them in.
I'm going to do Marvel news.
Very clear so
and
far.
And I'll be doing not what I'm chewing on Juicy Fruit. So three. So this week in Marvel news, I used to deal with the woman that was in Brooklyn 99.
Brooklyn 99, yeah.
But we actually need to Brooklyn. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I know Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
The woman that is that really,
You're still very clear. I think you need a bit more.
Seven. And then the woman that's in that, and she's, really dour. And she's really close to play a character that I've not in, formerly, greenlit or introduced in the universe, but she is lying for the part.
I mean, the show's changed a lot since I watched it last.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
One point is that, and that's 10. Marvel, that's 11.
Yep.
A lot of.
So what you're saying is there's 11 pieces of Marvel news to get through.
Mm-hmm.
One for each piece of Juicy Fruit. Yep.
And now this is number one.
Okay.
A lot of times for them that have not been officially claimed or anything like that.
Oh, it's grotesque.
That's a look at me.
I can't look away.
A lot of actors out there, they're sort of saying, all right,
I'm going to pay that piper. But no, so, a film's been made yet, so why did you even say it?
Why did you even say it?
But, 15. But
no, so that means four new pieces of Marvel news just came in.
Yep. But no, so, oh, we're doing a Paul McCartney film. But I said, oh, I do a Paul McCartney. But then someone said, yeah, there's another one. Oh, that's 16.
Breaking news, I guess.
New ones with, Jim McAvoy. And that's 16.
And that's Marvel news.
And yeah. I hope we all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much we'll stay in and how disgusting it is to listen back to.
Probably a good 10 seconds or so. Was that all we were
And just for the contractually obliged to Andy, how long did we record me doing that for?
About 10 minutes.
So that's about 10 minutes long. And in the final edit, as you'll hear now, this will not be 10 minutes into the podcast. We'll have cut a lot out because that was frankly...
too much Marvel news.
Disgusting. The amount of Marvel news was awful.
It was,
like,
it was disgusting.
Normally
how
we
much
have
was.
A couple of real good nuggets.
Yeah.
This time we had so much that I was gagging and slobbering.
Brilliant. Okay, well, this is why they say that the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show is the place to get your Marvel news.
I say that, yeah.
We got more than anyone. Okay, so what are we going to talk about before we get to our guest? We got a bit of something happened in the news this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dwayne Johnson.
You know, a lot of people have been telling me lately that that I should run for president of the United States. Yes, and I got to tell you, it's very flattering. But tonight, I want to put this to rest and just say once and for all, I'm in. Starting tonight, I am running for the President of the United States. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, so some people that have listened before may have noticed we've mentioned a few times this very up-and-coming actor, Dwayne Johnson.
He's very up-and-coming.
He's very up-and-coming. He's done a few kind of independent movies.
I think long-time listeners will probably remember the name Dwayne Apostrophe for The Rock and Possibly
probably
Johnson.
Don't remember who he is.
They may, yeah. if we've listened to every episode, we have mentioned him in the past, Dwayne Apostrophe for The Rock and Possibly Johnson. The big news is that he's officially announced he's going to be running for president.
Running for president, which is lovely.
2020. And I think what is refreshing about his campaign is what he said it will be... more poise, less noise.
We need more poise and less noise.
He's really a great antithesis to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's he's been in movies, he's been on TV loads.
Home Alone 2.
Back in like 10 years ago, he was all over TV.
Lost in New York.
These are all the ways that he's different, and these are all the ways that Dwayne Apostrophe the Rock and Possibly Johnson is different to Trump's.
Mm.
But you look at Dwayne Apostrophe the Rock and Possibly Johnson.
Sensitive soul.
He's a sensitive soul. But this guy, Dwayne-O, is just your regular blue-collar average boy.
Yeah.
Just little kid. He's had a really interesting start. People don't know this. He was doing wrestling.
See?
And that's interesting. Yeah, he was actually...
What, just like high school?
No. He was on...
college?
No. He was on, even sometimes on television, and doing jumps off ropes and onto the canvas, pinning. And he would actually wrestle other men... for money.
Male wrestling.
Belts and pins.
Not suspenders.
No suspenders. And they would be also wrestlers. He would do hit them, but it's pretend. And so is the movies. But
that's why he's so good at it.
But he's, the thing is, Andy, he's refreshing. He's a real guy. He's so real. Mm. You look at him and you go, that's what a real man looks like. You go Trumpo, you look, he's too big. He's massive.
Yeah.
Hands out of proportion.
He's been in too many movies.
Been in too TV too much.
Yeah.
And you think, this is not a real man.
He can't be qualified.
He can't. He's not qualified.
He's not a politician.
No, and how are we supposed to associate ourselves with him and say, he's just like us. But look at Dwayne Apostle Robinson. And you say, hold on, that the guy just from down the road? Hey, is that the guy that like delivers my dogs?
I'd like to have a beer with him.
I maybe even have, because I've forgotten, because I don't remember everyone I've had a bit with, and he seems like the sort of person that it would have happened with. And he's just your regular average guy. And did you know this, Andy? That what's refreshing about him is he looks so normal, and yet he won Sexiest Man Alive this year.
No.
Some magazine.
Shut up.
I won't. And he won it. And you think, isn't that refreshing? Is that, you know, you
could, a man winning it.
Well, no, he's sexiest man, that's fine, right? You look at these women, you go, sexiest women alive.
Yeah.
And you go, who's won that? Well, someone, ridiculous, like, real women don't look like this. They're movie star women.
Yeah.
Their job is to, Megan Fox. Their job is to stay in shape. That's their job.
Yeah.
They have all the time to do it. That's their job. They get paid to do it. That's their job. And you look at someone like Johnson, and you think
he doesn't get paid.
He looks like, I mean, he looks like you and me. He's an average dweeby.
His name's
Dwayne. You know, he's a very average guy, and it's very refreshing.
Just an average white guy.
Yeah, it's refreshing because you think, oh, people having a go at the ladies, and you say that's objectification.
Mm.
That's an unrealistic, you know, model to give women nowadays. That's what you're supposed to look like. And you think, well, how do we, you know, I mean, some people might say, oh, let's do the same for men and give them a unrealistic. No, what they've done is they've gone for a normal looking guy. He's not even got any hair, Andy. He looks so normal. He's just got a couple of tats, like your average man does now.
Oh, tribals. Everyone's got tribals.
Everybody tribals. Isn't it nice that is something you can aspire to? You go, I basically look like that already. He's just a skinny, dweeby boy. And you think, he's a real man. And if that's presidents, then I'm voting. And I'm not American, so what does that say?
But do you worry that this will hamper his movie career at all? Do you think we'll miss out on some great franchise opportunities? Because I think he's ready for one.
You know what, Andy? I think that he might have hit the big time in a couple of years.
Oh, hey, you know what, though? Mm-hmm. If he gets two terms, that's a franchise.
That's a franchise. I mean, what is a second term if not a sequel?
There we go. Yeah.
And then maybe do a prequel a couple of years after that.
That'd be lovely.
Where you find out that he actually already was George W. Bush or something.
The whole time. Oh, brilliant. And then you have an origin story with, you know, George H.W. Bush.
And just look at what happened last time. We had an actor man become president man.
Oh, Ronyard's Raisins. Remember
him? Ronyard's Raisins.
Yeah.
And we had him. We had the Thatch lady.
Yeah.
And they were a great team. There's your special relationship.
Yeah.
This time we get Rockman teaming up with Theresa May. You know, it's all going to be gravy. Hey, whoa, not too fast. Not too furious. President.
San Andre, yes, please, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Bay, watch me be president.
Jew man. Gee, I'm not Jewish, but I'd make a great president.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Jewish president?
No. You fucking insane.
No, you're right, it wouldn't work. Now, guest coming up?
Yes.
Jenny Collier.
Jenny Collier this week.
Look forward to that.
Got a good old movie.
But before that, a bit of music, is it?
Ah, yeah.
Weird, isn't it? But before that...
Don't touch that big wad of juicy fruit. Gross.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We're here with our big guest for this week, Jenny Collier.
Hello.
Hello. You're confused.
Just guest. I was just thrown by the pronunciation, yep. But I'm fine now.
No, it's G-U-E-S-T.
It's a movie term. It's a movie term.
Yeah. Listeners will know we had Jenny on a few years ago when we were a little bit greener.
Jealous of other podcasts.
Neophytes.
Sure.
We were worse. And Jenny was promoting at the time a previous film.
Yeah.
But she's come back. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so yeah, Jenny's previous film, as listeners will remember. Andy, what was that? You remember, don't you, mate?
Sandpit on fire.
Oh, wasn't it great? Because you use sand to put out fire normally.
Exactly.
It was on fire itself.
It was like a metaphor for irony.
Yeah.
Like burning water or something. Oh. It was a metaphor for irony. It was a running metaphor, yeah. And in that you played...
Little girl number three.
Yeah, so it was... Very early role, where you were obviously just
very
sort of
little.
In the background. But we decided we'll get you on the podcast anyway, even though it was such a small part.
So you're working with people that you've worked with before. Do you want to talk through some of the casting choices in this?
David Jason was there again, so
lovely.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
He's like kind of like a...
Cheeky Dell.
Cheeky girl?
Cheeky Dell.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm hard of hearing. Sand in my ear, I think, still. But great. David Jason's the only one that springs to mind.
Quite old, isn't he?
Very old.
Yeah.
White hair.
And yet you're probably still older than his child. Because he's like, he keeps having kids. Like, he's like Keith Richards. He just keeps having children. He's so old. Is that disgusting to you?
No. You think
that's all right?
Yeah, I don't get involved.
You don't get involved?
No.
Okay, has he ever asked you to babysit?
No.
You wouldn't do that? Did he bring his child to set? He might maybe sort of put like a little Del Boy outfit on the child. Is he really pushing that character on his family?
No, he wants to let go of
it. He wants to let go of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's understandable.
You should hear how many people call him a plonker.
Oh, God.
Or just
God.
Shout plonker.
Did you do it to him on set?
I did it the first time and then I was like, oh, I've made an error.
How did he react?
He just didn't.
Just ignored you.
Yeah, he didn't talk to me for like 3 weeks.
Even in the scenes you shared.
Yeah, they had to shoot it like separately, like you know when there's twins. Oh,
that's awkward.
So you're playing twins. Obviously, you and David in Sandpit on Fire. And are you playing?
So he was little girl number two or four.
Oh no, but it wasn't. I wasn't actually a little girl. It was just that my name was Little Girl.
The name was Little Girl, but your character was actually. An old man,
yeah,
because David Jason.
Yeah, we're twins.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
The technology these days is just amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah, yeah.
We love CGI. We're big fans of CGI. We just like the Dead Eyes Stare and the way that they
tennis balls.
Bring the world to
it's giving tennis balls something else to do.
Exactly. No one likes tennis anymore.
It's like that face app. You know the one where it does you as a woman or as a man or as a child or whatnot. When it does me as a woman, super hot, amazing. Yeah. When it does me as a man, really old man. And it's like, I haven't even specified old. And it's like, we reckon you're old.
So if you were a man, you'd just automatically be old?
David Jason.
David Jason. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why you were cast, because you look like him so much anyway.
Yeah. They just have to press the man button, and I'm David Jason.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you were identical twins in the movie, not...
Non-identical, but, you know, they often look similar, don't they, a bit? Because they've got the same
sort of
genes.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were born at the same time.
Mm. So is this a reboot of the original Twins movie?
It was actually a biopic of the writer of Twins.
Yeah.
Who was a twin himself.
Oh, okay.
But it's got nothing with that actual film. Exactly. He embraced the twin genre. And that's how come...
It's so nice that that's now a full-on genre of film.
Mm.
Just
twins.
Having a twin.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like...
It's an epidemic now. There's so many out there.
Yeah, it didn't take off after Twins specifically. There was a bit more time. But then like once other people started doing movies about twins, like all the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies.
Judge Dredd.
It really saturated the market. But they're still popular. Judge Dredd.
Mm. Well, it's more of a clone, but, you know, it's the same thing.
That's the same thing. Clones, twins. Twins are clones.
Ideally.
So, were you playing
a male twin or a
female twin?
Sorry, what was that?
A clone or a twin? Which one was it?
We were playing twins.
Right.
Okay. Were you a boy twin, a girl twin?
A man twin rather than a boy.
Okay, yeah. So with your voice work in the movie, it's very, it's deeper. Is that natural or was that CGI?
I had a cough actually for most of it, so that really helped.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Can we hear some of the voice you used for the movie?
Well, I haven't got a cough at the moment.
Right, okay. Andy's got a cough. Maybe if he quickly coughed on you or...
Yeah, it's very contagious.
How long is this podcast?
It's about a few, well, how long, how contagious are you?
Days, okay. Well, cough away and then hopefully I'll do that.
I'll cough into the mic and it'll come back through.
It'll come through your headphones and then you'll have the cough by the end of the podcast.
You'll get one as well.
Well, that's fine. I'll take my headphones off.
Yeah, and then we'll do a live reading of the script.
Later on. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay, great.
There might be some issues with copyright, but apart from that,
I also can't wait.
We've never had issues with copyright before.
Just reciting the film. Well...
But we're here to promote the film. I mean, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about reading...
You can get around copyright if you parody it, so maybe if we just, like, really did a bad job intentionally.
Yeah, if you make it really
bad. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah, we do accents and stuff.
Cough.
So...
Great. Okay, so... so you're working with David Jason again on this film. Anyone else that you've previously worked with, or just mostly new collaborators?
Like three of my school friends, which is weird.
Seen them since?
No, it's just a total coincidence.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And are they actors, or were they just got cast?
Just fuck ups, or?
Well, no, they got cast as actors. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Got cast as actors. Mm. So they're playing actors in the film.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't make that clear. Yeah, they are. They play actors because there's obviously because it's a biopic of the writer of Twins.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of twins in the background happening,
right?
You know, or stuff to do with
is it obviously it's a biopic of the writer of Twins, so is it during the process where he's writing the movie, casting the movie, so they need actors in to play whoever you know auditioned for the role of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So are you playing one of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Danny DeVito?
No, I'm playing the twin of David Jason, who is the writer of
Okay, so who's been cast as Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
They're not in it. They didn't even show them. No.
Even though it was shot during the time that film's been made. Oh, okay.
That's clever.
You can't get people...
Because that's what you'd go to the cinema to see.
Exactly.
And they don't show it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Don't look behind the curtain.
It's like a twist. It's like
don't look behind the wizard's sleeve.
Yeah.
Well, if you give us a quick rundown of the not the premise, but like the so it covers the area when he was writing Twins. What kind of struggles did he face during this time, and how did
he a tortured man?
He was,
but I mean,
he was tortured by his neighbour.
Oh.
What was your
waterboarding?
Yeah, that would have... his neighbour did once try waterboarding on him, just like when they were friends.
That's proper torture when they were friends.
Yeah.
Oh, was it a sexual?
But it was
thing?
Just like he just wanted to experience it. He was just like, is it really as bad as everyone
all
says?
All the kind of controversy about only go. Well, it's not bad.
It's water.
Because
it's just water.
Love
water.
I mean, I like swimming all the time.
Yeah, that's
fucking great.
I had a shower today.
What's the difference?
You shower and was that painful?
No,
exactly.
So yeah.
But so you had to be waterboarded in the film to recreate that situation, obviously.
No, sorry.
No.
David Jason did, which is harsh because he would be the less resilient
twin.
He
was your stand there because obviously he's the twin.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So was he playing your character or was he playing the twin?
He was playing the twin of me.
Oh, so... So in real life, the writer of Twins' twin got waterboarded, which is David Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so hard to remember all the twists and turns of
the life
plot.
Of the writer.
Yeah.
So imagine that. So was the script not clear in this regard? Who wrote the script? Actually, was it the guy
was
that
it
wrote
Schwarzenegger?
Twins that wrote the script?
Or was it the character from Twins?
Or was it someone else?
It was someone else who was also a twin.
Oh.
Would you believe?
They had the experience, I guess. Like
it's
on
just
the CV.
a shared experience.
Which twin? Is it a twin we've already heard of? Oh,
no, we didn't. The other twin actually.
The kid that plays Ben in
the other twin
Friends. Huh?
The other twin died.
Yeah.
So
the one
you
that
only
didn't
have
the film.
To know about the one who
that wrote it.
That wrote it.
So he's not a twin anymore.
That is how it works.
Well, I don't know
you
if
you act as though once, the other person never existed.
Once a twin, always a twin. No, what? So you think it's if your twin dies, then you have to pretend it.
Forget
never
them. Yeah, move on.
You want to watch this film, mate?
It's like people say orphan, but what you really mean is virgin birth. There was no parents ever. It never existed. You have to move on like you never had parents. That's the most healthy way of doing it.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what I've done.
Yeah, totally. That's what I've done with all my orphan children. So this is...
that would mean that you'd get...
Well, they think you're dead, is what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
This movie was set during Twins. It's about the writing of Twins. Mm-hmm. About the guy that wrote Twins who was a twin.
Uh-huh.
Written by a twin.
A twin.
But
I have
another
a question.
Twin died, so it's...
Yep, not a twin anymore. But I have a question. Are you a twin?
I'm a triplet.
Oh.
So I'm related.
It was quite hard to really get into character. I had to imagine that one of my triplet was
dead. So
yeah.
Then you became twins?
Yeah.
And that's how you're able to do mm-hmm, it? Okay, mm-hmm. That's great. What have they gone on to become?
Triplets?
No, twins.
Oh, okay. Are they twins and triplets, or are they just twins or just triplets?
Triplets.
But if they're identical, does that make them the twins?
Are they
you
more
an
twins
extra one,
than
but
your
together? You're triplets.
We're all triplets.
Right. Okay. That's
yeah.
Clear.
They're dentists.
Oh. They're identistical.
Yeah.
That's really good, Andy.
It's not.
It includes the word testicle, so it's a winner for me.
Oh,
yeah, that's
identistical.
Identistical.
That's great.
It's like a dentist.
So many ideas
balls.
In that word.
Yeah, too many. Let's talk about the plot.
Okay.
Without giving too much away.
So your twin is waterboarded, and are you in that scene? Do you have to stand in for David at any point in that scene?
No.
Because you look so similar. Oh, so you were well clear, because you know how awful it is.
Yeah. I didn't have to stand in for that scene, but I did observe it, obviously. It was quite,
oh, you're
quite...
on set for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was it like to observe that?
Close set?
Close up.
Closed set.
Is it closed
yeah,
set?
Yeah, because it was torture.
Because he was naked, because that's how you waterboard someone, probably.
They didn't do it naked.
Oh, it's not authentic.
Is it? Is that how people are meant to do it?
That's how Tim does it.
That's how I choose to do it, but that's my own, again.
Yeah.
That's for a different reason.
No, I didn't see his tadger, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, you didn't see his little plonkers?
He's got two.
His little Trotters Independent Traders.
No.
His little Uncle Albert.
His Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Was he literally waterboarded for the purposes of the filming, or was it simulated?
They used lemonade instead of water, so that's...
Oh, sweeter.
It's just yeah. Nicer.
Fine,
yeah, it's...
That is fine.
Mm.
What was it? So just generally, what was the kind of the through line of this character's life? Is this the only film that he's written, Twins? Or are there any other big movies that we're not aware of? Because I don't even know the guy's name, frankly.
What is his name?
Frankly.
That makes sense.
Mm.
Frankly Jacobs.
What was his twin called?
Freddie.
Freddie Jacobs.
Freddie Jacobs.
No, I don't know him either.
Well, he didn't write anything, so why would you?
What did he do?
Yeah, what did the twin do? David Jason's character. Is he also in the entertainment industry as well as his twin brother?
So David Jason is the one who... David Jason's character.
Yeah.
Frankly Jacobs.
You're Frankly.
I'm Freddie.
Oh! I thought you were Frankly.
Oh, sorry.
So you're the one that dies.
Well, you're the one that wrote the Twins.
Are you confused by this? It's so easy. It's so straightforward. David Jason plays the character of the person who wrote Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
And then Freddie, me.
Yeah. I think
this is the first time anybody's been confused by this.
Well, we weren't sent a screener, so we're just going off what you're telling us, really. Mm-hmm.
Do you swap roles halfway through the movie?
I don't want to give it away. Because
I mean, you look really similar, and I wonder if maybe you've just done that classic twin trick. Like from the Twins movie, Twins.
Yeah. I mean, David Jason may not have even been in it, because you could have just played both parts.
As far as I know, and I've not even seen it, so as far as I know, no one's in it, because I've not seen it.
That makes sense.
So you played Freddy.
Uh-huh.
Right, and he's not the person that wrote Twins.
No, right. No, just the twin of the person who wrote Twins.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were, and your character in a way was the inspiration for the movie, because you're a twin of the writer, and without that twin, we'd be in a world without them. Twins movie. Twins. Isn't that right?
I'm not even sure what you said.
No, I'm not.
What was your character's life like, and why is it worthy of a movie?
So you haven't seen the film at all?
We've not seen it, I'm afraid. Seen it at all. Well, we weren't sent a screener. Or were we? Have we just lost it? Or is it scratched?
I might have dropped it in the bath.
What was it doing in your bathroom?
It's ruined. You put it in water and
What I do is I pick up the mail from the letterbox.
The scenes get wet.
I take it into the toilet because the toilet's on the way to the living room where I read my mail. So I go to the toilet on the way there because I don't want to get halfway through my mail and have to get up and do a wee. So
you dropped it in the dry bath?
No, because I just got out of the bath. Because what I do is I wake up, I have a bath.
Wait, start again.
Okay, I wake up.
When do you wake up?
About 12.
Every day?
Well, there are some days where I don't wake up. I don't sleep through till the next day. So, I run the bath.
Yeah.
I go downstairs.
Yeah.
Pick up the mail. Come back.
Are you memorising this, Jenny? Yeah.
Yes.
And while the bath runs, I have a wee. Then I go into the living room. Nope. Okay. In the toilet.
Some people do
Same
that.
Same room.
Carry on.
But in between this, when I was doing the wee, I put the mail on the side of the bath.
Yep.
And when I stood up, I knocked it into the bath.
Right. Okay. Mm. And the whole film is waterboarded.
Oh, no. The film wasn't in that pile of mail.
So what happened to it?
I was like, I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be a screener in here. Mm. So I went back downstairs to double check the mailbox. And it was kind of like just on the side. So I was like, well, there it is.
So why haven't you watched it?
Well, I came upstairs again. By the time I checked the mail twice, the bath was overflowing. And I just threw my hands up and just went, shit. And as I threw my hands up, the screener flew out of my hands and landed in the bath.
Yeah.
Right. So, why is that bad?
I don't know, because it was in a waterproof sleeve, so I don't even know how it's.
Where is it now?
Working.
Is it still in the bath?
Yeah.
Have you left the bath running, Andy?
Well, I didn't know if I reached into it, I'd get electrocuted, because it's something that you put in an
DVDs are electric.
Component. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, DVDs are famously waterproof. And you'd think that
they're famous for it.
Yeah. You can fry an egg on them if you run out of.
I can do that with my jacket, because it's waterproof, that's how you know.
So you fry an egg on
it? Fry an egg, waterproof.
Yeah. So the movie.
Yeah.
Where were we? Were we still in the plot?
Are we?
Oh, yeah. No, we were talking because we were misunderstanding because we haven't seen it because of the whole screener debacle.
Yeah. Debacle.
You would think that how long that the story of the bath thing was, that would have given me time to, like,
remember.
Really put into words, like, exactly what. The plot.
Well, pictures, isn't it? Because it's a film.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Show,
and
don't
tell.
Why.
It's not radio.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Scratch and sniff.
Yes. Now, the poster. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to employ the scratch and sniff technique on the poster? And what is the smell?
Well, no one's
why
ever done it
I couldn't identify
before?
It.
No one's ever done it before, have they?
That's so true. No. I mean, it's innovative.
Yeah. Innovative. Innovative.
Innovative.
Yeah.
Innovative.
I think that's correct.
Any others?
Punctuation.
Ingenuous. It's
just
different.
Words?
It's unique. So we thought we'd do that.
And what is the smell that we can scratch off and enjoy? Because I couldn't identify it.
And were we supposed to enjoy it? Because I didn't, but Tim really
loved
it.
I loved it. I got my nose right up in it. So. Yeah.
It was like a dusty radiator smell. I'm surprised because it's not something that people normally are a fan of.
Well, I didn't think I was, but apparently I am.
Does a dusty radiator have a scent?
Well, I mean, I loved it, so if that's...
Well, describe the scent.
Okay, imagine a sort of hot ceramic kind of dust. Yeah?
Oh, sorry, I should clarify. It's a dusty radiator that's got, like, a lavender air freshener on top of it.
Oh!
So it's got a real, like...
And then put a lavender air freshener on top of it. You interrupted me, sorry. Yeah, sorry, so that's... So lavender.
Okay.
With dust.
And in what way does the scent of lavender represent the movie's tone?
Yeah, which bit was that in from the film? Is it when you're tied, you're handcuffed to the radiator? Kind of hunger strike against the movie?
You would think that it would the tied to the radiator bit would be, but no. There's a field of lavender at the end.
Okay, interesting.
Spoilers.
I mean, you don't. That doesn't really give away the plot. Thanks. Just a car broke down next to that field.
Right. Oh, car broke down. Spoilers.
How did it break down?
How did it break down? Well, flat tire.
How did that happen?
A nail in the road.
Oh, who put the nail there? This, we're really like...
Spoiler territory, guys. Look away now.
Films should be backwards because this is riveting.
Who put the nail there?
Yeah.
Piers Morgan.
Oh,
because his name's Piers.
Yeah, he pierces the tire. Yeah.
Great.
Does he have a twin?
No.
That's interesting.
He's an only child.
Really stands out.
I'm surprised they allowed a cameo from someone that doesn't have a twin.
Why has he put the nail in the road?
Just because he's a bit of a...
He's just playing up to type. That's just
exactly,
who he is.
Exactly, yeah.
Typecast. It does happen to the best actors.
What was your... I'll start that question again. Any pranks on set?
Any pranks on set?
Pranks.
I mean, David Jason, he must. Did he...
I bet he's a right laugh.
David Jason was, it was great, but
Wooden
I mean
dealer.
He'd do, you know, taking things away that you're about to lean on because he's been hurt by that before.
He's writing the wrongs that he's had forced upon himself.
Yeah,
sure, okay.
So describe an incident where this happened to you. What were you leaning on?
I was leaning on like an inflatable kind of sofa thing.
Yeah,
it just popped it.
Oh,
so yeah. You went through, just sort of about to just lean. Right down.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't hear it pop?
Well, I did, but
but
only...
you thought it was something else?
No, but I... Yeah.
It was too late. You'd already lost balance.
I'd already committed to the lean.
And what, did you say play it cool, trick, play it cool as you were going down?
Didn't have time. I'm not quick enough.
No, I didn't have time.
So he popped it. Are you sure it was David Jason that did it or Piers Morgan? Because we've established that Piers by name...
Yeah, I mean, that is a fair assumption. And was it the same nail?
It wasn't a nail. It was a cigar.
Oh, that sounds more like
Jason. That's Jason.
That's Balls. Jay's dog. So how did you react to that? Were you livid or did you just enjoy the moment? You were like,
I went and bump. So,
yeah.
That was it, really. I had to get up and carry on acting.
Professional, that's
very good.
Very good.
That's why they book you.
I still don't think we've got to the name of the film yet, have we?
No, because it was written on the screener, but before I could read it...
It fell in the bath. And it smudged it.
The ink wasn't waterproof.
That's right. Never is.
No such thing. Yes, name of the movie.
So it's about... This is my pick about Person Who Wrote Twins, which is played by David Jason, and you're his twin. But unless I got the wrong way around.
No.
Okay.
We're each other's twin.
You
can't be someone's twin and them not be your twin.
Oh, so you're both each other's twins?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I haven't got the wrong way around. But he's the one that wrote the film,
mm-hmm.
the twins movie.
Mm-hmm.
Twins. Great. And there's a radiator and Piers Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And the film's called...
Bad things happen to good twins.
But even he is a bit of a bad twin.
Yeah, but I'm the good twin and I had a bit of a rough ride. I mean, all right, I didn't get waterboarded, but...
Was the prank, like, was that on camera or off camera? So that was a bad thing that happened to a good twin.
There was a lot of improv, so, you know, that sort of thing was happening a lot of the time. And that happened in their true life as well, so, like...
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So it wasn't because he is Del Boy that he did that. It was because it actually happened to the real guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shall we play a little game?
Play a little game that I like to call Dog or Cheese.
Dog or Cheese. I haven't played this one before. I don't know.
Okay.
This is the first time I heard it. Dog or Cheese.
Question one. Jenny.
Mm.
Dog or Cheese.
Dog.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I know how this is played.
Question two for you, Andy.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Oh.
Or dog.
Oh, it's the other way around. Can I have a clue?
Okay. This is going to be a visual clue.
Yeah.
Jenny, don't look. I'm going to show Andy a little visual clue on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll ask you again.
Yeah.
Andy, cheese or dog?
Cheese or dog? Oh, cheese.
Well done.
Thank you. Oh, 1-1.
Okay, this is this is the decider. This is, I asked myself.
Oh, right.
Best of three, and I'm there's three.
You're
of us.
The best.
Well, let's see, Tim. Cheese or dog? Cheese. No, it was dog.
Oh,
unlucky.
Got it wrong.
Do we get a final round to get an overall winner?
Okay, this is fast.
Or is this a game
this
that only has a loser?
Sudden death. Sudden death. It's questions for both of you.
Okay. So we answer the
same. First person to answer correctly.
Dog!
I haven't asked the question yet, Jenny.
Right, okay, is it still cheese or dog?
But you're thinking along the right lines.
Okay.
Andy, Jenny.
Yeah.
Cheese or dog?
Cheese or dog? I just threw the question back. Shit. What did you go for?
Dog.
Oh, I went for cheese or dog.
Andy, yeah. You're right.
Oh.
Yes.
The final round, you say the name of the game.
Lovely.
That's how you play cheese or dog.
I mean, usually we like to have the guests win, but sometimes you just can't help it.
That's fine.
That was cheese or dog.
I liked it.
It's not one of his best games, but but it is a fairly decent game.
I want to know what the pictorial aid was.
Oh, it was Tim's nipple. And as we all know, his nipple smells of cheese.
But it looks like a dog, so we don't... It's confusing.
It is confusing, but it tastes of gorgonzola, and that is a type of cheese. So that's how we know.
But I'd drawn it so it had its tongue out. So
it was
more like
confusing.
A dog.
That's why I hesitated, but I got there eventually.
And he was saying, lick the cheese, which again is confusing.
My mind just span. Still is. Good. Should we talk about the movie a little bit more?
Oh, the movie?
Or do you want to play some more games?
More games?
What do you want? Do you want movie or games?
Games.
Well, here's a chance to do one of your better games.
One of my better games?
Yeah.
Cast, crew, me, or you?
Cast, crew, me, or you?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Let's okay. do that. Cast, crew, me, or you?
This game is called Cast, Crew, Me, or You. Now, we all know the rules. You have to answer whether it's cast, crew, me, or you. Yeah. I'll say a name, and then you tell me, Jenny, if that person is cast, crew, me, or you. So, let's start off easy.
Yeah.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Crew.
Andy, can I get a ruling?
Would you want me to answer, or...?
No, I want you to say if that's right or not.
It's not right. He's
no,
cast,
it's, he
I'm
was
afraid.
Cast, because he was in your film.
He only had a small part, and he was playing, like, a crew member.
That's confusing because it's a film about making of a film. Yeah. So in Twins, he was a crew member, but in this film, he was playing a crew member, so he was cast. So I could see the confusion, that's fair.
Okay, all right, let's try again.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Cast, crew, me or you? Jenny Collier.
Me?
No, it's you.
So sorry. It does trip some people up. I'm sorry.
Difficult. It's often difficult with those. It's a very subjective game.
Yeah.
Andy,
do you want to have a turn?
All right, okay. Andy Price.
No, say the game.
Oh, cast, crew, me or you?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Price.
There you go.
And then this is, I have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me.
No, it's me. Oh, no, that is right.
That's right.
That's right, yes.
That was
yes,
right. Well, you got it. Yeah. Well done.
It's good.
That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I think that's probably the first correct answer we've had on that game.
I think so, yeah. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Do you want to do one?
Do you want to try one for us? Because you know some of the cast and crew from your movie, and you can maybe ask us.
Okay. Cast, crew, me or you?
Okay, good, yeah.
Hrrr Dafydd.
Oh.
Now, Andy, we're just going to confer, Jenny, if that's okay.
Yeah, that is a,
Andy, hold on, Andy.
Is
Andy,
that a name?
Andy, is that you?
No, it might be me.
What's your name? Andy, what's your name?
Andy Price.
And what was the one that she said?
Can you say it again?
What was the name, Jenny?
Hrrr Dafydd.
Hrrr Dafydd. That sounds...
David's your surname,
you?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
is it,
but yours...
It might be crew, though.
Hold on, I'm going to do a trick.
Yeah.
Is he crew?
Is that your final answer?
No, I'm just asking.
Well, then I'm not telling you, because that's the whole point. It's no good try. Nearly got me.
What were her eyes doing when I asked that?
Is it you?
Is that your final answer?
No, it's just trying to kind of work. We already know her name.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be Cast.
Cast.
It was Cast.
Yes!
Well done.
Well done.
Good. Excellent work. That was an exhilarating game. I'm sweating.
Oh, God.
It was one of my Welsh school friends that was in the thing. Yeah,
it was one of them.
Yeah,
so yeah. Let's go back to the film then. So what did they end up doing in the film? Who were they playing?
They were playing the extras in...
In Twins.
Yeah, the Twins movie. Oh, the cough's coming through a bit now.
Andy's cough is on its way back. So we can start to hear the character voice quite soon when you get the cough. Deep man voice. David Jason voice.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how much the cough progresses.
So were your school friends, were they twins?
Yeah.
All three of them?
Were they twins together, or do they also have another twin that weren't on the set?
Were they each one half of twins?
That's what I was trying to say.
Of a twins.
There were two twins that were twins of each other.
Okay.
In it.
And then the third one was the twin of one of them.
So that makes them triplets.
No. Okay. So one of them was
two are twins and the other two are twins.
One of them was a solo person.
Oh, okay. Just a normo.
A single.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that was allowed.
Was that?
Yeah. So I didn't want to bring it up because, you know, you said that you were...
I feel sick now, but yeah.
I mean, as I understand it, we're the only... like podcast or even organization that you're doing promotion with, because us as twins, not together, we both are one half of a twin, and so that's part of the promotion. So, yeah. Like, on one hand, we're quite honored, but on the other hand, you didn't have a lot of choice.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand that Mayo is a twin, but Kermode isn't. Kermode,
that's right.
Yes,
Kermode.
Oh,
is twins called Kermode? And he's called Kermode. Right, okay. That's it. Yeah.
And they're both called Mark.
Like, my name's Andy Price, but my twin's called Andy Priest.
I was just saying I need the commode.
Oh, sure. It's the last one on the right.
Thanks, I'll go when this is over.
Lovely. Cool. Watch out for the bath.
I will.
Still running, is it?
The floor might be a bit slippery.
See my DVD floating on the top.
You won't notice yours because the lame's run off.
So the old school friends, are they professional actors, or was it just that they were twins that they got cast, or just because they know you?
It wasn't me. I didn't get it for them. They're just actors.
Okay. Yeah. Any good?
Great.
Really good. Yeah. Okay. Did they show you up at all?
Oh, sorry.
No, they didn't. They talked about, you know, regular film things. They didn't go back into the whole, like,
regular film things. Ooh, that sounds like dish. What sort of things do regular film stars talk about nowadays?
Top three regular things that film stars talk about.
Goss.
Free food.
Free food. Crafty.
What's your favourite free food? Top three favourite free foods.
Top three favourite
foods. Number one of top three things that movie stars talk about is top three favourite foods.
Yeah.
Which are? Free foods.
I love a samosa.
Oh, top three.
But if you have to pay for it.
I like vegetable samosas.
Top three vegetables.
Top three vegetables.
Keep track of
broccoli,
this.
Courgette, carrot. Okay. Done.
And now back to top three samosas. Vegetable.
Prawn, and then mushroom.
Okay, good. And what were we talking about before that?
The film.
So,
You don't want the next two favourite foods? Okay.
Are they free?
Yeah.
Okay, what are they?
Oh, I don't have any. It's just samosas. Just three samosas. Top three foods are those three samosas. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh,
go back. Wow. Take that bit out.
Ruined. Okay. Fine.
What was the question?
Something about the film, probably.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to run out of a bit of time, so we're going to go now. Feel free to leave yourself.
Yeah, we're going to go fish in Andy's bath to try and
Tim's gonna
find
have a bath.
The DVD.
I'll get the screener and I'll watch it while he's in the bath. Then I'll explain the plot to him.
While
and
you,
see if it
Jenny,
works out.
Mm-hmm. use the toilet. Oh, commode. Very quickly, how's that cough coming along?
Absolutely disappeared.
Oh, that's a shame. Sorry, maybe I was feeling better.
Thanks a lot, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
We got some listener questions this week. Yeah. You guys have just been mailing us. Oh, non-stop. Let me get the stack out. Get the postbag, please.
There's a postbag.
Yeah, as we said before, we put the our postal address description. We haven't worked out an email address yet. I'm not really sure how it works. One day. But to be honest, I just don't think the demand's there right now. So we've got a big old postbag.
And if you want us to send back your pictures, you have to send a self-addressed pre-stamped envelope so we can send it back. Otherwise, we will destroy them.
Yep.
Well, I've got one here. This is from Michael. And this is Michael. He's age 22. And Michael has sent us a nice picture. You see that there, Andy?
I've never had a 22-year-old writing before.
No, he's barely written. It's mostly drawn. This is a picture of... he's done a picture of you. That's you on the left there, Andy.
Oh, yes. You can tell because of the...
beard, yeah. And the tattoos. And then that's me on the right. That's me on the right. And you can tell that's me because I'm the other one. And then he's drawn... I assume that must be him in the middle. I don't know what he looks like. But if it's that, then it's bang on. Because if he looks like that, then that's exactly right. Because it's... that is him.
Regular Michael Angelo on our hands.
And we're both holding his hands. We're lifting him up, we're swinging him round. And then at the top he's written, "My two dads."
Oh, that's lovely.
And I think he wants us to be his dads.
Yeah. He's also included some adoption papers in the envelope as well.
Yes.
Which makes our job easier.
And then on the back of the picture he's written, "Option 2, Paul Giamatti." Paired with Stanley Tucci. He wants them to be another option for his two dads.
But second?
Yeah, we're the first choice, and that's why we've got the picture, and that's why we're drawn in the picture.
But he has given us their address to forward onto if we don't fancy the job.
And he's drawn us in suits, because he wants us to marry each other first.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, what's that? I've got another picture there, or is that a letter? What you got there?
I've got a letter with a question on it.
Yeah.
Listener questions.
Yeah.
This one says, what is your top three movie fruit?
My top three movie fruits is... the third, the apple that's in the apple pie that gets fucked by a hard cock.
That's a good one.
In American Pie.
Mm.
Now, they changed the word apple for American in the title, so you're not sure what's in it, but we know from watching it that it is apple that he does fuck and does come in.
Mm.
Second fruit would be Strange Fruit, the Canadian comedy, Sam Morales and someone else. But I think they drink beers. And first is Juicy Fruit. Chew it and be understood. And that's what happened in Marvel News, if you remember.
That's similar to your Nike slogan.
Do it.
And be understood.
And be understood. It's funny because I'm
similar to your slogan for Chew It.
Yes, Chew It. Oh, and isn't it good?
It's similar to your slogan for super glue.
Glue it, and glued it good.
Similar to
slogan for suet.
So your beef suet pudding.
Suet. And we understand.
And get the stitching right.
And also my...
Sorry, that's wrong.
My... it's also the slogan for my legal team. Sue it.
And be...
understood.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.